We're at the 2012 SCAC Baseball Tournament Game 5 here, joined by Trinity head coach Tim Scannell. And Tim, first of all, congratulations on a seesaw affair here with a 10-9 extra inning win over Dallas.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Coach, where do you go from this game? This game had some momentum swings, to say the least.
Yeah, tremendous momentum swings. And, of course, coming off the great ball game yesterday, you know, that ball game was an emotional game for us as well. Just because the score's back and forth doesn't mean it's any less taxing on a team than a tight 2-1 ball game. So I think we've played two incredibly tough games. We've showed mental toughness. We've showed great determination to win. And we just got to enjoy it and shower these guys up, get them to bed, and we're back at it tomorrow.
Coach, talk a little bit about your ball club's resiliency. You guys obviously came back in about the middle innings after Dallas got up early in the first. And then you guys came back and took a lead, and then Dallas responded right back with a huge inning of their own. Talk about how you guys were able to handle that mentally.
Well, I think, you know, pressure and expectations to me are big poison in college athletics. I certainly know that our guys don't play well. And any time that, you know, we've had a good run of games in this tournament and for the past couple of years, and, you know, we can get snake bit like anyone else. So I felt like we played with a little bit of an expectation over our heads in the first three or four innings. And then they settled in and played, and then they got behind, and then they fought. And I felt like falling behind might be the best thing that happened to us. It really woke us up and understood that, you know, you can't wish to win. You can't hope to win. You can't even want to win. You got to go out and earn it, and we did today. Dallas, give them all the credit in the world. They were phenomenal with the same resiliency, but we went out and we ended up beating them in the end.
Tim, talk about your bullpen. Obviously, you come in. You guys have been hit with injuries more than you'd like. Talk about how your bullpen was able to come in. Yeah, there were some runs being scored, but you guys were able to help, you know, get it done and pick it up, pick the win up.
Well, I think the storyline is Weston Hoff, and it just couldn't be more fitting. He's a phenomenal kid, a senior, hasn't pitched much for us, and, you know, he probably deserves to pitch a heck of a lot more than he's ever gotten the ball. But we have a deep, talented staff, and, you know, I really made some mistakes juggling the bullpen today. You know, in retrospect, I wish I never took Bay out to begin with, but, you know, you make decisions and you got to live with them. I believe that Weston Hoff came in, and as a senior, you know, he was the spark that this team needed. He attacked the zone, got some easy ground balls and some quick leadoff outs. And, of course, when you get that leadoff out, you know, you really set yourself up for success on a defensive side of things.
Coach, last year, obviously you guys are well aware how Game 5 turned out last year, an epic 21-inning affair. You guys obviously playing in Game 5 this time around, going 11 innings again. What is it about that fifth game here in the SCAC championship?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. You know, it might just be one of those things where people get lulled into the game. I know that game started off with a bunch of zeros on the board, and I felt like both teams were kind of going through the motion. Even though Dallas scored first, I just didn't feel like anyone was ready to play an important game. But I don't know. That's a crazy situation to have back-to-back extra inning games in the fifth game of a tournament.
Finally, Coach, you guys will advance, obviously continue through the winner's bracket, and you'll await the winner of tonight's Rhodes and Birmingham Southern game. What are going to be the keys for the Tigers as you look to try to win tomorrow afternoon to get back to playing for another SCAC championship?
Well, I think it's going to be on the pitching end. You know, all tournaments are won through pitching, and I think, we just got to do a better job not falling behind to leadoff hitters in innings. We seem to fall behind 2-0. We make a lot of trouble for ourselves, and we got to eliminate that big inning. You know, that crooked number on the board really bites us in the tail, and we really got to eliminate it. So we got to be able to throw both fastballs and breaking balls, first pitch strikes, and then go from there.
The Trinity Tigers, led by Tim Scannell, return and play Birmingham Southern or Rhodes tomorrow. Coach, thanks for taking time, and best of luck throughout the weekend.
Jeff, thanks a lot.